dissatisfaction with how Wyoming handled the pandemic has reached the legislature. Bills and budget amendments have been crafted to remove the power of the state health officer and to put legislators and county commissioners into the driver's seat. Gillette Senator Troy McKeown got the ball rolling with his legislation that originally limited the governor's ability to extend statewide health orders beyond 30 days without legislative approval. It would also limit a local health order to 15 days without local government approval. He says the health orders, especially those that closed or limited business operations, were especially harmful.
I think it all started out with frustration of small businesses and some of the decisions that were made statewide that may or may not have made sense.
McKeown's bill now allows a statewide order to run for 60 days before legislative involvement and 30 days before local officials get involved. It also requires 48 hours of public testimony before an order goes into effect.
I don't want to pick on anybody or say somebody did something wrong, because they did what the statute says. I think we wandered away from the state constitution, and that really kind of bothered me.
McKeown is among those in the legislature who doubts that the health orders had much of an impact and says people should not live in a bubble. Fellow Gillette Senator Jeff Wasserberger says whether things went right or wrong depends on your perspective.
If you listen to the medical profession, it was a lucky thing in the state of Wyoming that we didn't have a higher death count than what we ended up with. And the restrictions saved lives. But the small businessmen lost all kinds of money, restaurants, a difficult time, hotels, and they're still angry about it. And I can understand why.
The target of their ire is State Health Officer Dr. Alexia Harris. Roughly a year ago, few people had ever heard of Harris, and then suddenly she became one of the most famous people in the state. High school tournaments and activities were canceled. Businesses were closed, and Wyoming residents started working from home. She told a legislative committee this week that they needed to take a strong approach when the pandemic broke out because they didn't know what they were dealing with.
Didn't have the testing capability that we needed. Severe actions were needed at that point to protect the public health. But I do think our response has examples of how we learned more about activities that were important, but take reasonable, balanced measures to protect the public health at the same time.
That would include the statewide mask order implemented in December when hospitals were near capacity.
It has been out of control. It's inconsistent with our constitutional republic.
That's Casper State Representative Chuck Gray, who thinks many things are unconstitutional. He is a familiar voice for the Republican right, and he has targeted Harris by trying to eliminate funding for her position in the state budget and require that her position get Senate confirmation. Gray says Harris and local health officials caused tremendous economic damage to the state.
Overnight, the most powerful person in our state became an unelected official issuing these mandates. It is just totally wrong. It is inconsistent with our constitutional republic. That's what we've been trying to correct here.
How incredibly insulting to an individual who has been doing her job. I mean, that was just an insult.
That's House Minority Leader Kathy Connolly. The Laramie Democrat has not been surprised by the Republican response, but she has found it alarming.
We need to trust the experts, the people that we have put in charge who are knowledgeable about those issues, and those bills reverse that. But instead, inserting politics into it, it's a wrong choice all the way around.
Gillette Senator Jeff Wasserberger likes a bill that would require a review of the pandemic response and study what went right and wrong. But he thinks that should be conducted when emotions aren't quite as strong.
Actually, every month that we get further away from the pandemic, the better things are going to be. And then we can look back with a clear head and make better decisions for the future and the next pandemic.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.